All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of the full-service turnkey rental company that is Morris Invest. And so I've done thousands of deals and I've been able to answer a lot of questions here on the show. And it's exciting to be able to get your real estate-related, finance, tax-related questions here and answer them in real time right on this show. And you can ask me any questions you want. Today is our Q&A episode. Just go to Morris Invest. That's our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second voicemail about anything real estate related. So a lot of interesting news happening in the real estate space over the past week. Obviously, we've seen interest rates trick back down again. Housing market exploding and the demand for rental properties is off the charts right now. And you know, there has been concern about lumber prices. And so larger home builders like ourselves have been able to lock in lumber prices at lower rates. And where, you know, individual investors who are getting their hands on property or getting their hands on lumber right now, they're paying really, I mean, the prices have, tripled. So construction right now, while the demand is still high, builders are really trying to ramp up and also trying to see if they can get that affordable lumber and as that demand continues off the charts. So again, interest rates at record lows, the Federal Reserve this week, Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also speaking in front of Congress, talking about keeping interest rates low. They may see a little uptick in inflation, which is always great for real estate investors because, you know, as a real estate investor, owning real estate is a hedge against inflation. And so when the U.S. dollar is being printed and inflation is going up, as a real estate investor, when you're holding a tangible asset that's appreciating at 4 or 5, 6%, that's well ahead of that 2% that the government U.S. dollar is inflating too. So that's why there's nothing better than real estate as a hedge against inflation. So a few little key pieces of news this week I wanted to bring you. And now let's take some questions. Let's start with Joe and his real estate or related question. And I always say, I don't listen to these ahead of time because I want to give you a fresh answer. All right, here is Joe.
Hey, Clayton, I had a question. I owe $88,000 on my mortgage. Interest rate at 3.625. I wanted to pay off my mortgage quicker. What can I do to pay it off quicker? Using the HELO or I don't know. Can I get some feedback? Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for the question. Well, guess what? I wrote a whole book. Natalie and I wrote a whole book on how to pay off your mortgage in 5 years or less. It's an Amazon bestseller. Make sure when you buy the book, buy the blue cover. It's the most recent edition. It's on Amazon. And it's pretty cheap. I think it's like $4.99 or something for the Kindle edition, or you can get it in paperback. But we really go through a number of strategies in that book. And it's not just a pay off your mortgage book. It's really an education and financial products book also. I've had so many of you who've purchased the book and have sent me your emails saying, thank you. I've paid off my mortgage in under 5 years. Your book worked. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But that is a great way to start, Joe, is just to pick up that Kindle book. You can read it in one day. It's a short book. Again, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years or Less by Clayton Morris. That's the name of the book. But I'll give you a few strategies here. Yes, a home equity line of credit is a great strategy if you're able to find a bank right now that's willing to do a home equity line of credit. I know some banks have tightened up and some have eased on those. So you just have to shop around in your neighborhood. Shop local. Don't go with a large institutional bank. Try to find a local bank that needs the business in your community that can know the value of your home. You're also at a higher interest rate right now. Not too bad. I was wondering if perhaps a refinance would make sense. So play around with your refinancing numbers as well, maybe to lower that and get out of it more quickly. But my strategy would be to look at some of the money you might have sitting there as well. Maybe you have a 401k, you have an IRA that you can borrow from. Remember, when you're a mortgage is different than some of these other financial products. You might even have a credit card with a 0% interest on it. that for 18 months, you've got 0% interest. Well, what if you took $5,000, $10,000 from that credit card and fired it at the principal balance of your mortgage? Remember, you're trading time for interest. So those are your two biggest enemies, right? Interest and time. And if you can fire at your amortized mortgage, you will save yourself tens of thousands of dollars by firing a principal payment that can really knock it down. Anyway, we go over these strategies in the book, but a home equity line of credit, using some of the other financial products that you're sitting on right now, even if it's a credit card with a 0% interest for a time to make a big principal balance payment, or a retirement. You might be able to borrow from your 401k, borrow money out of that account to fire to your principal balance. Those are all strategies that we teach you in that book. So thank you, Joe. I hope you will find that helpful. All right, Danae has a question.
Hi, Clayton. My name's Danae, and I have a question for you on how to save the money for the down payment. What I mean by that is I'm going to start saving $1,000 a month to get my down payment saved up so I can buy my rental property. And right now, I just put the money in Marcus bank account. It's very low interest. It's a savings account. But I was hearing from another podcast that you should actually not put your money in a checking or savings account, but instead put it in whole, I think it's called whole life insurance. And then that way, once you get the money in there, say the $50,000 or $70,000, then you borrow against that insurance policy as opposed to giving up your actual cash. I just want to know if you have any thoughts on where to save up your down payment. Thanks.
Wow, some great questions today. Thank you, guys. Well, Danae, yes, we've done whole episodes on whole life insurance. In fact, I believe, and we'll make sure we have it linked up in the description below, we have an episode that we did recently on whole life insurance and how that is can be an interesting strategy. It's a powerful strategy. I'm not sure what the barrier to entry or how quickly and how long it takes, though, to pull that money out where you can borrow from it. It might be a longer time period than you want. For instance, it might be 5 years before you're allowed to do that. And so I want to caution you against that. I want to make sure that you know that you might not be able to do that borrowing or a loan to yourself until you have a certain amount of money in that into that system. So that's one thing on that whole life insurance. You mentioned the Marcus savings account. We had used that for years. I switched, though, to a company that I've recommended. I recommend them every day to people. I use it constantly, and that's my friends at Outlet. So the way, and you can get some free money just by using our link. We have a partnership with them. So they'll help you, and they'll actually, I think, deposit some free money in your account when you open it. It's a savings account alternative. You can open it with $5 or whatever you want. And it has a 9% interest. Okay. It's backed by cryptocurrency. It's backed by Ethereum, which, as you know, or if you've been paying attention, Ethereum is one of the, like, next to Bitcoin. There's a lot of people who are bullish on Ethereum over the next few months. And in fact, this morning, Ethereum is up and so is Bitcoin. So, and the reason, and the account has insurance in, they have their own insurance plan. So it's not a typical FDIC insured savings account. It's a savings account alternative. And the reason they're able to get such high interest rates is because of blockchain, of being able to, when you invest in this account, when you put your money in the savings account, you're getting a 9% return because the Ethereum trading rates are so much higher. We're talking 18, 20%. That's why they're able to pay you such a high rate of return. So I've recommended them to a lot of people. I've had a lot of people write to me and say, thank you. They've been able to grow their savings tremendously. It's the only savings account that I now use. So if you go to morrisinvest.com/outlet, it's morrisinvest.com/outlet. You can sign up. Again, you have to use that link for them to deposit free money in your account. And I should mention, they are not in a few states yet. I talked to the company's CEO. They said by the end of the year that they'll be coming to New York. I don't think they're in Hawaii or Alaska, and they may not be in Texas yet, but they are coming. So if you're in any of those other states, that you should be good to go. And there might be one of the Carolinas that they're not in just yet. It's regulatory stuff. You know how it goes. Anyway, so that would be my suggestion. At least put it into an account like that where it's going to grow a little bit. So you're going to get some nice interest in there. And also I would look at, maybe investing a little bit. You know, educating yourself on how to do some smaller investments that can really blow up, even if it's some smaller plays in real estate or some smaller plays in crypto, and just to try to drive up that price a little bit, get some of that early down payment money burning and churning for you. So thank you, Danae, for that question. I hope you found it helpful. Today's episode is brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors. It saves you a bunch of money, and that's my friends over at Truebill. Guess what? 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I know I am one of them. What are you doing to save money and take control of your finances? And how do you keep track of your bill payments and budgets? Are you using like clunky Excel spreadsheets and post-it notes sticking around? Look, it's a new year. Spring is blossoming. Take control of your finances and look at your spending habits and see where you can start saving some money. And Truebill is the smartest way to manage your finances. Easy to use app, very, very easy. You can review your current charges all in one place. You can cancel subscriptions right through the app. A friend of mine told me, he said, I had a subscription I didn't even realize. And Truebill says, do you want me to cancel it? And I said, and he said, yeah, I do. So they just canceled it right there for him, took care of it. He's now saving tons of money because of it. The average person saves over $720 per year with Truebill. Yeah, and guess what? You're able to take control of your finances by going to truebill.com/investing. Okay, that's the URL you have to use. And guess what? You can receive full credit reports with all kinds of explanations about your current situation, suggestions for improving your credit. There's multiple ways to save on your bills. You can actually, and they actually, Truebill works with a lot of your top providers like AT&T, T-Mobile, Spectrum, and others, and they'll negotiate lower prices for your bills. You have nothing to lose by checking these guys out. I mean, and just feel great about your finances. People think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions. They actually spend closer to $200 a month. So read all of their rave reviews at truebill.com/investing. Take control of your finances. Started saving today. Truebill, Truebill.com/investing, ING. You have to spell the word investing out. That's truebill.com/investing. Thanks, Truebill, for saving us some money. Here's Jose with a question.
Hi, Clayton. Jose calling from Miami. Thanks for all your knowledge on real estate. Just a quick question here on transferring a property to an LLC. I see most people recommend a quit claim deed. What does that do to the basis price when it comes time to sell if you do not do a 1031 exchange? Thanks.
If you don't do a 1031 exchange, well, you won't be able to do a 1031 exchange when it's in an LLC. So you'll have to do it outside of it in your own name. You can't do it inside of a business. And you need to make sure that you work with a lawyer on that. Lawyers can set up and transfer it into an LLC very quickly, but you want it. I would not recommend trying to do this yourself. A quit claim deed is usually what they will do. Sometimes they will do a land trust, but talk to our friends over at Corporate Direct. If you go to morrisinvest.com/LLC, the team from Corporate Direct, they're a legal team. They are Garrett Sutton, who is of course a Rich Dad advisor, and Robert Kiyosaki's attorney. He's written a whole book on this, the loopholes of real estate investing, which enable you to transfer these properties and so forth. So I would have you call them and seek legal advice on that, what the best structure is, because they're going to ask you, what are your plans down the line? Are you going to move this into an LLC with the idea of then moving it into a 1031 exchange? You need to make sure of the laws of that. If I'm not mistaken, you cannot put that in a 1031 exchange in an LLC. It needs to be in your own name, for what I understand, because we tried to recently do that with a property and it was like, oh, no, it's in an LLC. You can't do that. So then you might have to quit claim it back to your own name. You know, it's a pain. I know. But look, the whole reason we put properties in LLCs is because of liability protection. So if it costs you $150 to work with a lawyer to have them quit claim it over, we've done this many, many times in my family. So it's not very expensive. It'll cost you a few hundred dollars and transfer it over to an LLC or back to your name, et cetera, when you have to purchase or sell the property. So, Jose, I hope you found that helpful as well. All right. If you guys have any questions, feel free to send them to us or leave us a voicemail question. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's the best place to go. And check out all of the other great resources we have over there. In fact, we have our free, totally free boot camp. How many of you have taken advantage of this, by the way? If you go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp, it's 90-day free download, and we take you through week by week by week how to improve your finances, and we educate you about performing assets and real estate and the whole process. 90 days. We've had amazing response and success, and again, it's totally free. It's like 30 pages long. Again, go download it now. Go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp to download our 90-day Freedom Bootcamp download. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.